For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
The WWE Universe is full swing into the Woken movement. It's beautiful. It's delightful. It's wonderful. Would you like me to keep going?
No, nobody does.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Getting some.
Oh yeah, you're wearing the Roddy Ronda Rousey shirt.
That's a hot rod.
Oh wait, that's not?
I got him that shirt, yeah.
That's close.
Piper's shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a woman's shirt?
That's Rousey's shirt now.
Is that a woman's large?
It's a men's medium.
But yeah, you're welcome again.
Yeah, that is.
That's what you wanted to talk about.
A little bit more. Dig a little deeper.
For those non-Patreons, I guess we've got some news. And still, your pay-per-view prediction champion.
Don't you fucking do it.
What is
don't
third
you touch me.
Title defense? In 29 days.
Well, no, he won it at Mania.
Won it at Mania.
His third.
Second title.
Retained it at the greatest Royal
Rumble.
Three
times.
And then retained it at the greatest Backlash.
Sure you did, buddy.
Who are you, Brock Lesnar?
Sure you
did.
Yeah.
No, I am AJ Seth
Styles.
Rollins.
AJ Styles?
The guy that no one wanted to win.
AJ Styles
but
retained.
Somehow keeps doing it.
Uh-huh.
He didn't want
somehow.
To
somehow.
Rollins didn't want to win?
No, nobody wanted Rollins to win. I'm early heel Seth Rollins.
You're the perfect heel champ because you literally have cheated to win every single time.
False.
I don't know about that.
I would accept that. Hey, who's the champion? Heel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how you get the belt. It's how you hold it.
It's how you wear it on your dick.
That's like how Shawn you wear
Michaels.
It.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Watch for my Playgirl cover.
By the way,
soon.
You guys were so nice about your Backlash recap because that was the shittiest pay-per-view maybe
wow.
of all time.
We were trying to be more positive.
Yes.
We picked the worst pay-per-view to be more positive because
really
everyone was
did.
Shitting on our recap.
Yeah.
Like, yes. No, you guys, it was horrible.
People keep telling us, like, you guys are so negative. You guys are so negative. So we're trying to have a positive outlook with
and
the
we
show.
And we picked, we
After
started.
All, we do have to watch the show.
We started with the worst pay-per-view of all time, maybe.
This
our
isn't Walking Dead. I can't
don't
just
say,
hate watch it.
Our fans don't say we're too negative. The people that hate us say we're too negative.
Well,
fans.
Some of our fans.
Some
say.
Of our fans. Most
they
of our
still
haters.
Listen.
They do.
They still listen. You have to understand that it's a comedy show.
The people who like the show said, I want to watch to see what he says next. The people that hate the show say, I watch to see what he says next.
Yes.
Private parts.
Yes.
Exactly.
Private parts.
But anyways, we do have 12 new patrons
Proof
this
what?
Week.
Proof
12.
That people do care about and value our opinions.
Wah, wah, wah.
Exactly.
Any $10 ones in there?
Two of them.
What? Two? I'm going to give a special shout out when those come up.
Special?
Are those at the end?
No, they're the first ones.
All right, go.
All right, so we got Adam Matherly.
Hey, Adam. Thanks, bud.
All right. Chris Bustamante.
Hey, Chris.
Bustamante?
You bust the money over to us. Thanks, bud.
Okay. And then we have Matthew Rorex, Monir Sayani.
Monir.
TJ Caravos.
TJ.
Caleb Young.
Caleb.
Ian.
Just
no
Ian.
Last name.
Ian. Just Ian.
You want to read that one?
Wayne Swigart.
Wayne.
Ben Joy.
Uh-huh.
Ben Joy.
MJ Heights.
MJ Heights.
I met MJ. He's the one that walked up to me when I was at Uber Eats last year. And he was like, hey, are you Andrew Pisano? And I was like, yeah.
In Houston?
Wait.
Yes.
Oh, nice. You were like, yeah. You're like, get the fuck away from me. I'm eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a, that's what I did.
I'm okay, starving.
And then we have Greg Masto.
Masto.
And then Henry Proudlock.
Hey, right. I'm proud of that lock as well.
Okay. So thank you to all of our patrons your pledge. And if you want to be like them, just go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
I want to be like them.
Good.
Give me money.
All right, well, then join the Patreon.
You got it, pal.
So Monday Night Raw kicks off with Kurt Angle.
Yeah, you suck.
He sucks.
Fucking suck. We hate you. We hate you. Like, no.
But we love you.
Yeah, yeah. And he's so happy
but
about
you
it.
Still
he's pointing back to them. Like, no, you guys suck. I suck.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So
what
he says, the fuck? So he says the Money in the Bank, you know, pay-per-view is next month, and we're going to have two Money in the Bank ladder matches.
Yeah.
One for the men,
SmackDown,
one for the women.
And Raw.
So
oh, no.
Fuck you, Eric.
Yeah.
You don't get your four briefcases.
Four
thank
cases.
God.
Horse shit.
Four cases.
Yeah.
You know, they could have just done a men and a women's. Or, I mean,
that's what they're doing.
Like a Raw and a SmackDown and then a women's.
Oh. Oh, like one for the two for the men, one for the women?
Yeah. Nope,
but that's
that.
Not equal opportunity.
That's true.
That's
Eric,
very
that's
sexist.
Too many
of you.
Cases. What is
Eric,
this? Deal or no deal?
We can't have the What's Wrong with Wrestling pay per view prediction champion be a sexist pig. So I think
sure we can.
No.
We're gonna have to strip you of that title.
Get the fuck off my baby.
You know what? I'm gonna
don't
win
you
the
touch
money
it.
The,
don't you touch it.
I'm gonna win the Money in the Bank scorecard. And then I'm going to cash in on you immediately.
Yeah, I think someone's just thirsty.
So anyways, are you guys,
wait, so
are
if,
you guys done?
If you win...
Are you guys done caressing
I
your titles? Because people listening have no idea what's happening.
I can't hear you over my gold.
Yeah. So I like that idea of what you're proposing. The winner of the Money in the Bank
yes.
scorecard gets the Money in the Bank briefcase uh-huh. that Rito sent us.
Yeah, that should be here because he sent it for all of us, but yet you keep it at home so you could play with it.
Here's a question.
I keep action figures in it like you're supposed to.
Okay.
I want to do this officially. Aren't ties dumb?
No, they're not.
Ties.
Yeah, yeah, they're totally dumb.
They're dumb.
Yeah,
so I say if two of us tie... The one that doesn't tie gets the title.
So if two of us tie, like Eric and I tied,
yeah.
then the guy that got 25 less points than us should get the title?
Yes. Oh. I don't mean effective now. We'll do it effective at, like, Backlash.
I think we're not going to do that. No.
I thought that's a great idea.
So you're telling me... Right.
What do you
there's...
think, Razor Ramon? Yeah. He says, yes.
So. He belched and then said yes.
He
that
said,
yeah. Yeah, hey, yo.
In case you can't tell, someone's doing a little drunk cast.
What? Andrew, you shouldn't have had so many beers last night.
No, definitely
been 24
not.
Hours.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wait, how many beer? Maybe one beer?
No, not one beer, no.
Not even?
Two beer?
What?
Three beer?
What?
Four beer?
No, it was three beers.
Okay.
I just had three beers.
Spoiler alert, it was three Miller Lights.
And then I won in Jenga, and that was fun.
Huh?
Got my wallet back.
Did I give you your wallet?
No, you pickpocketed me. I felt it.
What is happening right now? I'm going to continue with the podcast. You guys
I don't
can
have
do whatever
wallet.
The hell you want. So anyways, the women's briefcase is white again like it was last year.
Yay! Yes.
But the men's is green this year. Like an ugly green.
Like when you merge red and blue, it... Never mind.
It's like a dark green.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
For money.
I don't like it.
Does that mean Kalisto's winning?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think it should be gold so that you could have that sweet golden pudding, right?
Gold.
That Seth Rollins
that sweet
talked
golden
about in
pudding.
The in the comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is factual, by
right.
the way.
Mm-hmm. So Kurt announces two qualifying matches for tonight, and then Braun Strowman
yeah,
comes out, and yeah. this is the first thing that he says.
Did I ever tell you about the time when I was a kid? And all the boys in my neighborhood decided they were gonna build a treehouse. I'd listen to them saw boards, hammer nails, and paint the whole thing. And not one time did they ever ask me for help. And when they got done, I had to listen to them talk about their stupid little handshake so you could climb up the rope ladder into their treehouse. So you know what I did? You climbed up the ladder and destroyed the treehouse? Even better. I waited for every one of them to get in the treehouse, and I knocked the whole damn tree down.
Murder.
What?
So he's a murdering crazy person.
He's everyone's favorite murdering monster.
Yeah.
Man, that was stupid.
That was.
So incredibly dumb.
And then I took one of the boys and I cut his head off and drank his blood.
No, like, tell me the point of that story. It didn't have a point at all.
No, like maybe if Kurt doesn't add him to the ladder match, he'll just interfere in the match and kill everyone.
He'll just knock the ring over.
And then just eat the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Wow.
So no one gets it.
Nobody. Yeah. And then he'll, when he cashes it in, he'll just shit it out.
Yeah, he'll and just take a shit on someone's
chest. He just did a cash in by doing a shit out. Yeah. He shit out his cash in.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was really weird, very stupid. And then Kevin Owens comes out to save this segment.
Thank you.
And he says he and Sammy actually won the tag team match last night because the wrong man was pinned.
Right.
I deserve to be in that Money in the Bank ladder match, and I shouldn't have to qualify for it. I deserve to be in it for everything I've been through these last few months. And Braun, you know what Braun Strowman deserves? The only thing he deserves is to be sent to a giant corner in timeout so that he can reflect on how he's been a very, very bad monster. Bad monster, bro!
That might have been the funniest thing I've ever heard.
That was so good.
Because he's been a bad monster. Bad monster, Brock!
You've been a very bad monster.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yes. Kurt then says Braun will have his Money in the Bank qualifying match against Kevin Owens, and that match is...
right now.
That was too soon. Right now.
Right, literally now. He said right now, and then Cole says, all right, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, we'll get to this later, but Raw and SmackDown started the same exact way with both GMs going, that match is right now.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's not right now. It's in classic. A couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Why can't they just say, and that match is next? Mm-hmm. Just say it's next.
Yeah.
It's not right now. You're literally going to commercial.
They do that to try to trick dumb people.
And then what, dumb people wait through the commercials? No, he said right now.
Right.
No, it's coming right back.
No, it'll be on. It'll be on.
He said right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once I see about Hyundai's and Pizza Hut.
So once they come back, these two had a really good match. I like how, you know, Owens kept almost getting count out victories by like running out of the way and Strowman. Yeah. You know, like running into the ring post.
This was a good match.
Yeah.
Like a really good match where you can be kind of believe that Kevin Owens might have won.
Yeah. It was almost
Especially when Braun first tried to run Owens over outside the ring, like he's been doing for weeks.
Yeah. Yes.
Owens jumped over the barricade, but then Strowman grabbed him, and then Kevin DDT'd him on the floor, ran back into the ring, and then the ref starts counting.
Yes.
Like, what we should have already been at like 7.
Yeah.
And then Owens would have won. But yeah, no, like Braun gets in by like
Did he start counting or did he restart the count?
He got in at 7.
Either way, he was ever counting.
A lot of times refs just go, hey, come on, get back in the ring. Hey, get back in the ring. Come on, get back in the ring. I swear I'll start counting.
No, Andrew,
come on,
Andrew,
one. And then they're in the ring.
4. Come on, get back in the ring. 5. Come on, you two, get back in the ring. Get back in the ring right now. 1.
Yeah, they've done that.
Like, what?
We've watched that. They've done that so many times.
Yeah.
But then Nakamura Styles, the ref's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, ring the bell.
And sometimes so they'll get to 9, and then a guy will roll in the ring, and they start the count over for the guy outside.
Right.
And sometimes the guy will roll in the ring, and they'll be like, 10, that's it, you're out. Oh, so it's just,
the roll in, roll right back out.
Uh-huh. Hogan did that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Braun makes it back, and then later he runs the ring post and again almost gets counted out. But eventually Braun does run over Kevin outside the ring multiple times, which Owen sells beautifully.
He does.
Great.
He sells it so well.
Corey said that Braun ran at superhuman speed.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, whoever runs away with him always gets caught. So they're constantly trying to say, like, Braun Strowman, this big guy, is faster than everyone.
Yeah.
Like faster than Sami Zayn and everything. So, stop touching my pops.
Well, he's dead.
I guess Eric's right. I shouldn't have taken him out of the box.
They're worthless now. Now they're only worth $10, Andrew.
I don't know. I mean, our fingerprints are on them. That's got to be worth something.
Yeah.
Maybe to some of our fans. I don't know.
This one has Zack Ryder's fingerprint. So now it's worth $9.
So anyways, Braun hits the power slam for the win, and he, you know, he gets the first spot in the Money in the Bank match.
So Braun Strowman, a monster, is in a Money in the Bank match.
Yes.
A guy who pretty much should already have had several title shots.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He has to earn a title shot
at
in Money
least
in the Bank.
The title run.
Well, and he's, will for sure not win.
He's taking Kane's job since Kane's the mayor now of Knoxville or whatever. That's what Kane's always been in the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
The final entry in the Money in the Bank ladder match is me. Is me.
Is me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Are they going to give him that super reinforced ladder that Big Show had?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe Hopefully. They will.
Super reinforced.
Yeah.
200 pounds of ladder.
Mm-hmm. So next up, Mike Rome interviews Roman Reigns in his locker room, and Mike Rome says the following. This is what he says. You handled your business in your victory over Samoa Joe last night at Backlash. What?
Huh?
What the hell was that?
What business?
Roman, I'm your biggest fan. You handled your business. And then he asked Roman about his mindset going into the Money in the Bank qualifying match for later.
Yep.
And Reigns says he's sick and tired of getting screwed over because he should be the Universal Champion.
He was screwed over when?
At the Greatest Royal Rumble, I guess? Even though he didn't deserve that rematch to begin with?
And, you know, we were watching it, and Joe kind of pointed out that one of Roman's foots was on the apron.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that online, but then when we looked at it, like, his foot's kind of like half on the apron, half on the ground.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
That's stupid. Yeah. Also, like, so a piece of paper will keep you in the match?
Yeah, but.
A piece of fabric.
New Day did that. Kofi was on the pancakes, so.
Mm-hmm. No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the Rumble.
But pancakes. Two plates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pancakes.
They're like,
I'm not touching the ground. I'm touching the pancake.
He's still in. Yeah.
It's the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see. Yeah. He's tired of being screwed over. He also says he silenced all of his haters. No, you silenced them because they left during your match.
Yes.
People were walking out for Backlash. One of our fans, Ron Johnson, left after Nakamura Styles.
Yeah.
He left. And many fans did.
He's like, double dick me down. I'm out.
Yes.
Please.
Roman then says, I will win tonight, win the Money in the Bank briefcase, and take back what's rightfully mine, the Universal Championship. Well, you never had it in the first place, so you can't take something back that was never yours.
No.
Because you never
You
had
didn't
it.
Lose it to Brock.
Yeah.
You didn't deserve a rematch.
Right.
So why are you still bitching? Back of the line.
Back of the line, Holmes. Yeah.
Hey, Reigns. Maybe 205 live, pal?
Yeah.
Lose
Time to lose some weight.
It's a wacky inflatable Roman army.
Yeah. By the way, by the time if Lesnar does have a Money in the Bank match, which it seems like he is, and it seems like it's going to be Roman again, a lot of people online are upset because that will break CM Punk's record.
In Chicago.
But it is a different title.
Yeah.
You know, CM Punk it had is. The WWE it title, is. Brought this the Universal title. So really, to me, it doesn't really matter.
Well,
and Brock's defended it like 15 times, whereas Punk's defended it like, you know, like
had
200 times
matches.
Or something.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Yep.
Next up, we have, throughout the whole night, we have Money in the Bank iPhone promos.
Of course.
From Bayley, Alexa Bliss.
Mm. Hold on. Go slow. So Bayley, okay.
Yeah, Bayley.
Bayley said she was going to hug the briefcase.
Finn Balor, sure. Natalya could be in it.
Maybe.
You know, Baron Corbin, he was last year's winner.
Yeah.
Then Breezango and The Ascension.
First of all, they're tag teams.
Right.
Second of all, no.
You're not even going to get a qualifying match, Ascension or Breezango.
They acted like this was like a 60-man Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
We're all getting a shot, Eric.
Yeah.
Well, because earlier in the week, there were rumors that they were going to have a tag team Money in the Bank ladder match, which sounds horrible. And I was like, maybe that's why they're doing these promos, because they're tag teams, but that would be so dumb. So I hope they don't do that. Then we go backstage where Goldust is in Kurt Angle's standing room only office. And I posted the video because, like, the first 10 seconds, just Kurt Angle's dumb face, like, like, he can't believe what he's seeing. It's gold dust. It's gold dust.
And he's looking up. I don't know
100 times.
I don't know how short Kurt Angle is, but he's like looking straight up. At Goldust. Goldust
like,
is a
big
man.
The first few times you saw Goldust, you're like, oh, what the fuck is that? But no, he's been around for 20 years at least.
Yeah, you get used to it.
You know who Goldust is. So Goldust asks Kurt to be in the qualifying match for Money in the Bank, but before Kurt could say no fucking way, Jinder Mahal walks up and demands to be in the Money in the Bank match. And Kurt tells Mahal that he has to earn it, and he already has a match scheduled against Chad Gable. So put on a good show tonight, and I'll consider you for the Money in the Bank match.
Maybe.
So just remember that.
I'll consider you, maybe.
Maybe, probably not, though.
Right.
Next up, we have Titus Worldwide and No Way Jose versus Baron Corbin and The Revival in a match? Where has The Revival been in any of this?
Nothing.
Nowhere.
Never.
Like, Titus Worldwide at least came out with Jose at Backlash, I guess. But,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the end,
what do they even have in common?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Right.
Nothing.
Nothing. So Corbin hits Jose.
Creative has nothing for them. Yeah. That's what they have in common.
Corbin hits Jose with the end of days for the win, and that's it.
This was just a way to put Baron Corbin over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
God, he's a failure to cash in.
Right.
Was he the first man to fail at a wounded wrestler cash-in?
Yes.
Oh.
The other few, or there was two others that...
Yeah, John Cena technically won his match by DQ because he was about to pin, I think, Punk or The Miz or something, and then Big Show, like, elbow-dropped Cena. So Cena actually won his match, but he didn't get, you know, get the title.
That was Daniel Bryan. He challenged him, right, for the summer, wasn't it?
No.
John Cena?
Yeah.
No, that was like he named his number one contender.
Yeah. And then Sandow lost to Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Cena was hurt.
Do you know who the first wrestler was to do a Money in the Bank scheduled match?
RVD.
It was RVD.
At ECW One Night
Stand. Oh, crap. That was supposed to be for later.
I have trivia. It's okay.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thanks. I burned mine early. It was RVD was the first to schedule his Money in the Bank.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, coming back from commercial, we see a graphic which read this. Last night, Backlash was the most social show on all of TV, beating American Idol, Sunday Night Baseball, NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and Westworld. Now, this is when WWE takes something that's bad and turns it into, and like,
tries to
spins it positively, because everyone was tweeting and posting on Facebook about Backlash. Because it sucks.
Because of how bad it was.
Yeah.
Everyone else that was watching Idol, baseball, NBA, NHL, and Westworld, they were enjoying themselves.
Right. Yeah.
So they were too busy.
Actually watching it.
They were too busy to tweet.
Even bad press is good press. Right, Vinny Mac?
Sure. Yeah.
Everyone was bitching. Twitter was created to bitch on the internet.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'm sorry. I don't care how good an episode of Westworld is. I'm not going to pause it to be like, wow, Westworld is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at Westworld. Oh, the NHL playoffs? Who's watching that?
Could you believe she was a robot?
Yeah, right.
Who's watching, hey, hockey?
Uh-huh.
They're probably only counting American tweets. In Canada, that thing killed the WWE.
Yeah, probably.
Or maybe
and
not.
And they love wrestling.
They love wrestling.
And by the way, Backlash is also longer than all of these things.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
All of them.
I mean, Westworld's one
hour. Hey, don't excuse it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, who the hell knows what beat Backlash?
Uh-huh.
Like, this cat falling off a chair video actually beat Backlash.
Uh-huh. Probably.
But that wasn't on television.
Right. So next up, we have Sasha Banks versus Ruby Riott versus Ember Moon.
That's a lot of people.
For a women's Money in the Bank qualifying match. And Sasha
it's okay if it's in the three-way.
That's right. Yeah. Well, really, I'd only want to... So only Sasha's the good option here. So anyways, Sasha did have an awesome spot in this match where she flipped onto Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan outside the ring. That was very nice.
Yeah.
And then later, Ruby Hurricane rotted Sasha off the top rope, but Sasha no-sold it because she rolled through it for a roll-up pin, which the Riot Squad broke up. This is going to be like a normal thing now, like rolling through moves.
Yeah.
Because Spoiler alert, it happens on SmackDown. So we'll get to that later.
Oh,
but,
my God, another no-sell.
It Riot happened Squad, at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, yes. Riot Squad breaks that up, and then Liv and Sarah start to beat up Sasha, but then Bayley runs out for the save.
Oh, wait, what?
And Corey Graves tried to, like, spin it a different way. He's like, oh, she's coming to join the beatdown. And Byron, or, who was it? Coachman, I guess, was like, no, she's coming to help, or whatever. And Bayley, of course, saves Sasha. But then Ember hits the eclipse on Sasha and Ruby at the same time.
It looked like shit. It looked more like she hit it on Sasha and then she flew back into Ruby.
Eh, whatever.
I didn't.
It's not gonna look
same difference.
I didn't care for it.
She did that. Ember did that at the when we were at the NXT show, the Fatal Four Way for last year's Survivor Series or 2016 Survivor Series, I guess. Or no, it was Survivor Series.
No, it was last year.
Yeah, it was,
When Survivor she won.
Series, yeah. Right. Yeah, she did that.
Right.
That's how she won. So yeah, she's she gets the win, and she cuts a bad backstage promo afterwards.
Yeah.
Bad.
But she's in the Money in the Bank match. Next up, we have a Bobby Lashley video package. And I guess this is for the new fans, but I imagine they'd be confused the past few weeks.
Yeah.
So
who is this guy?
They play a video package. They show his first run with the company, saying that he became one of the biggest stars in WWE and headlined WrestleMania.
Nope.
Neither of those statements are true.
Absolutely not.
Neither. Headlined WrestleMania by beating Umaga like an hour or two and then shaving McMahon's head. I don't remember that headlining WrestleMania that year.
Nope.
Renee then interviews Lashley, who says he and his three sisters, who used to take him to the woods, tie him to a tree, and leave him there for hours. What the fuck?
Why didn't they call the police?
Sounds like your sisters
psycho bitches
are a bunch of bitches. And yeah. Then he talks more about his sisters, and he says, oh, well, my oldest sister, she would always carry a broom, and I would call her a witch. Then my middle sister always carried a towel. She would carry that towel everywhere. And then my youngest sister would carry my dad's army helmet. No, they fucking didn't. They did not carry these things. Stop insulting our intelligence.
Yeah.
They weren't carrying stuff around all the time.
Look, no.
What kind of stupid story is this?
This is a huge star that Bobby Lashley was in his first run in the company. One of his first feuds, which culminated at No Mercy here in Houston, I think it was like 2007, 2008. Uh-huh. It was Eddie Guerrero's last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
He fought Simon Dean.
Oh, my God.
And if... Yes,
that
exactly.
was like the workout guy.
The
who
workout
was like,
motivational
fat.
Guy.
I don't like you.
Yeah. And
he lasted like 3 months.
If he beat Simon Dean, Simon Dean had to eat a plate of hamburgers. There was a 10-minute segment in the ring of him just saying... Do it. Eat it.
Oh.
Eat it. Come on. That's... You got to eat it. Yeah. And then he also won what is considered one of the most horrible matches in WWE history.
Yeah.
The Extreme Elimination Chamber from the ECW pay-per-view in December.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of like the worst shows ever.
This is when I wasn't watching.
Yes. Unfortunately, I was.
The dark days.
Yeah. It was just ridiculous. You know what I always carry with me? My wallet.
Yeah.
And my phone.
Yeah.
Not some
keys.
Memorabilia bullshit.
Yeah.
Like a towel and a broom. What the
I fuck? Also carry this title belt.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
It is true.
Which is sad.
I should wear it a little bit for the show.
So then
it's Raw and SmackDown.
Co-branded, yeah.
Co-branded.
How about that?
Back to basics.
I'm going
to
go into a song about it now.
Nope.
Are you ready?
Nope.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
So then we go backstage where Sammy apologizes to Kevin for slapping him at Backlash.
Sorry.
And then he asks Kevin to have his back in his qualifying match later, and Kevin just says yeah and then walks away from him.
Yeah.
And he does not. He eventually does not have his back.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Nope.
Next up, we have Jinder Mahal versus Chad Gable, and Mahal gets the win with the Colossus.
Thanks for
and then
that
he
quick.
Beats up Gable some more after the match.
Yeah.
Then we go backstage, and Zack Ryder asks Kurt Angle for a qualifying match, but then Jinder Mahal walks back in and demands to be added into tonight's qualifying match. So at this point, he's just asking to be added to the qualifying match. He wants to wrestle twice in one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kurt says, woo, woo, woo. The answer is no, bro.
And then him and Zach do this.
Why does he keep fucking over Jinder Mahal? He said, have a good match, and I'll consider it. He dominated Chad Gable.
Yes.
And then he's like, no, fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he does the woo, woo, woo. Does that mean Zack Ryder gets an opportunity?
And then they did a fist bump hand high five.
Yeah.
And it was weird. And then what is Zack Ryder even doing there? What happened to Zack Ryder?
I thought, oh, maybe he'll get a shot now. Nope.
Nope.
No.
Maybe next week.
Maybe.
It's always next week.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not like he's going to win.
It's always next week. No, Jinder will win and qualify.
Probably. So next up, we have Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre versus Slater and Rhino. Glad to see Ziggler and McIntyre back.
Yeah, they look good. Sure. They look good.
And it actually kind of makes sense now. Well, so McIntyre comes out to his music, and then we hear the disc scratch, like, bah! And then I'm here to show the world. Like, they do the disc scratch, like, kind of like, fuck McIntyre's music, hit my music instead or something. So I guess that's their entrance now.
Yeah.
They take on Slater and Rhino. Ziggler tags in McIntyre during the match. So it's Drew and Heath in the ring together. The crowd chants 3MB, but the announce team does not acknowledge it. They do not want to remind us that they were once in a stable together because they're selling McIntyre as this badass now.
So yes. Stupid.
Heath Slater does say, like, welcome back, baby. But then, you know, he gets his ass kicked.
Yeah.
He does.
And then Dolph and Drew hit the Zigmore on Slater for the win.
Thank you.
Or the Morzag, you know, whatever.
More Zag.
Next up, we have Elias versus Bobby Roode, and Roode finally gets a victory on Elias after hitting a glorious DDT.
We saw that coming.
Yeah.
And then Caruso interviews him after the match, and he says he hopes to get a qualifying match for Money in the Bank because that will be pretty cool.
Awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would like it.
Yeah.
Above average.
Right. Next up, it's Seth Rollins promo time. He's so hot right now. That's
so hot.
That Seth is so hot.
And Cole can't stop saying it.
Cole can't get enough of hot.
How hot is Seth Rollins right now, guys?
So hot.
I just really want that cock. You seen his dick pics? Take a look.
Yeah.
Makes me
thirsty, guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
He's so hot right now, and then he just chugs a glass of water.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A glass of milk.
Right. So Seth then starts the Intercontinental Open Challenge.
Yeah.
And I was like,
the last person on the planet
be feuding with, and he's really not going to have a feud because he's doing the open challenge. But yeah, like, who could it be? And I didn't think of this, but yeah, Mojo Rawley comes out.
Of course it is.
Who?
Which, yeah, they're in Long Island. So the crowd chants for Zack Ryder, and he's like, yeah, fuck your boy, Zack Ryder. And he does not cut a good promo, but we know that he can. Because we've seen his Twitter promos and they're amazing.
Yes.
It's just proof that the writers suck at writing promos.
He got nervous because his iPhone wasn't on him.
That's right, yeah. So we have Seth Rollins versus Mojo for the IC title. Again, I hope this is a constant weekly thing. Because AJ Styles did it for only a couple of weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So I hope this is what Seth's going to do for a while.
It's got to be, right?
The only one that did it like for an extended period of time was Cena.
Yeah, he was the only one. Other people like teased it, you know, and did it once or twice.
Right.
But yeah, hopefully that's
so it. We won't see it next week.
Well, right. I don't know. We hope so. But no, they had a pretty good match, you know? Mojo and Rollins had a good match.
Wasn't awful. Yeah.
But of course, Seth gets the win with the curb stomp.
Yeah.
1-2-3.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt versus Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel. Can you connect the dots here, people? So during the match, Bo tried to distract Bray. So Bray kicked him off the apron, and Cole said, no brotherly love there.
So acknowledging that they're brothers.
Yeah. Yes. Hmm. Crazy.
Interesting.
So now they need to go into the Sea of
Rest. And like, I think that's the first time. Like,
delete his ass. Let's get him in there.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Throw both of them in the swamp.
Throw both of them in.
Yeah, do it.
Dude,
yeah.
What a nice little fucking group that would be.
Oh, yeah.
It would.
Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt, and the Mistaraz? Sure. Yeah,
right.
I love the Mistaraz.
Of course. Yeah.
Before they were in the Mistaraz, I've loved these guys.
Now they'll be like the Deleteraz.
And like, even though they're a jobber tag team right now, like they worked really well together as a tag team.
Yeah.
You know? So it was good.
Because I want to see Wyatt go, Brother Bo.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, yeah.
Well, you know, it's so
we get it.
Bray and Matt get the win after hitting a new finisher.
Which is good.
Which is kind of like a double Sister Abigail.
Sure.
I would love it if they would just call it like the Brother Nero. Like, you know, since he's not cursed by Sister Abigail anymore, just have him call Sister Abigail move the Brother Nero now. Like, oh, the Brother Nero.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool because Jeff's not, you know, going to be there anytime soon.
No,
so
he's not.
He's on SmackDown. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yep.
Next up, we have Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn versus Finn Balor for a spot in the Money in the Bank match. This is the main event of Raw.
Who do you think was winning this when you watched it?
Well, just because I think Roman was going to, you know, because I think Roman's still going to fight Lesnar.
So you figured Finn or
yeah,
Sammy?
Finn. Yeah. Because Owens already lost and... Who knows what they're doing with Kevin and Sammy?
I thought maybe yeah. Sammy would win, causing more strife between him and Kevin.
Yeah, that yeah.
But
right,
you know, Finn's a good athlete for that match. Obviously,
again, yeah. I don't know what they do now with Kevin Owens and Sammy. Now that neither of them will be in this,
is it time for a good guy Money like in the Bank win?
They're the worst. They're not a tag team, but they're like the worst heel faction. Ever.
Yeah.
They've just been losing ever since they've gotten together.
Yeah.
See, they really need to put him in the tag team division and have him fight.
But again, that's
Hardy and Wyatt.
But then Ziggler and McIntyre are going to be the next champs.
You think?
Yeah, like they're clearly setting that up. So what could Kevin and Sammy do as a
They're
tag
literally
team?
Floating in like this weird area of we don't know what to do with you guys right now.
Like the bar.
And it sucks.
Well, at least the bar were just champions.
Fuck the bar. I don't care about them. Yeah. Like, you know, like I care about Kevin and Sammy.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's upsetting. But Sammy and Finn team up against Roman and end up fighting in the crew area. And then Balor jumps off a platform to hit Roman with a coup de grace. That was nice.
Yep.
And then Sammy and Finn have like a 5-minute match in the ring.
Yep.
Until Roman comes back to life.
Oh, there he is.
And then in the end, Roman sets up for the spear. But Mahal appears out of nowhere and grabs Roman's legs. Sammy then hits Roman with the Helluva kick, and then Balor hits the coup de grace on Sammy for the win. So I guess Roman's going to be feuding with Jinder until Money in the Bank.
Does he cost Jinder a qualifying match?
Does Jinder cost him a qualifying match?
Well,
Jinder just
he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
does he cause Roman? Jinder?
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's a face move. I think they just fight next week for nothing.
All right.
How does Roman qualify for another match against Lesnar at this point?
Yeah.
By beating Jinder Mahal?
I think Lesnar comes back and beats the shit out of Roman again.
Yeah? Just for no reason?
For no reason.
so
Paul
stupid.
Sells it as like, yeah, now he's done.
He'll only fight Roman Reigns because he knows he'll always beat Roman Reigns.
Maybe.
So stupid.
It is.
Oh,
so tired of it.
Dumb.
Tired.
You're not getting screwed, Roman. You lost clean at Mania. You didn't even deserve another shot to begin with. So fuck off. So anyways, that's all for Raw. Paige kicks off SmackDown Live and says, "We just had our first co-branded pay-per-view, and it was a smashing success, right?" She actually asked the crowd, and the crowd boos.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
This is how it went.
No.
She's like, "Hey, welcome to SmackDown. Yay! How about that pay-per-view?
Boo!
No.
Fuck no. you!
Yeah. Go to hell, Paige." Then she talks about the money.
Get fucked by Maddox, Paige.
Oh, God. She brings up the Money in the Bank pay-per-view and says there will be a qualifying match, and there's going to be a few of them, and the first one is right now. So we have Jeff Hardy versus The Miz.
Which, this was a great match.
This was a really good match, sure. And... again, with another weird ending, Jeff hits the Twist of Fate, followed by the Swanton Bomb.
His two finishers.
Right.
And then he goes for the pin. However, the ref counts 1-2, but then The Miz turns it into a pin of his own and gets the win.
The Miz Miz's up enough strength
yes.
to roll him up for a win after getting hit by his setup and finisher.
He Miz'd up. Yeah.
That explains it.
This is a new thing. This is a new thing that we're just going to have to get used to. Like the, you know, everyone, super kicks, don't end matches. Oh, wait, we'll get to that later. But sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Sometimes you can kick out of like 4 finishers and sometimes you can't.
Sometimes you can kick out of 6.
Sometimes like No one will tap to the figure eight, and then Asuka, who's been undefeated for like 2 years, will tap immediately.
Yeah.
Fuck me in the ass.
It's Gracie.
It's so Gracie.
Gracie.
So anyways.
I got to flip another guy because how fucking crazy this
so
is.
It's so crazy, yeah. We flip another Bray? Pop. I don't know if Bray's going to be, yeah, his hat. Yeah, all right.
Jericho won't flip.
No, he won't, he won't flip.
He can't.
I'll play with it. Keep going, Andrew.
Can't flip Jericho. So then we go backstage where Sheamus is eating some Lucky Charms. Get it?
Oh. Because he likes cereal.
Yes, right. He loves cereal.
Loves it.
That's the only correlation there.
Yeah.
But he's eating Lucky Charms because he's upset about his loss to Xavier Woods last week. Shouldn't he be eating Bootios? I mean, that would be kind of funnier, right?
It would have been.
But all right, look, catch me Lucky Charms.
Same
whatever.
Thing. I mean, what's really the difference?
So Cesaro gives him a tough time for it and then says he's challenging Xavier tonight. And then they open up their bags. And they're filled with pancakes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And someone made us delicious treats.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Well, yeah, but you don't know. Maybe like Sheamus or...
Maybe they're allergic to flour.
Maybe they're in Biggie's, you know...
Eric, testicles.
Onesie or whatever.
If I brought you a ton of pancakes with no syrup, would you get angry?
Probably not.
Andrew?
If I had syrup, then no, I'd be happy.
No, no. If I gave you a bunch, if I said, Andrew, here's a ton of pancakes. Yeah. And you're like, where's the syrup? And I said, didn't bring any. Would you get pissed?
I guess if I didn't have syrup. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's why everyone's always angry when these pancakes
that's
show
right.
up.
Yeah.
No syrup.
Yeah.
I always carry syrup with me.
You need.
Well, I'm not you.
I fit on a belt.
Can I have some now?
Sure.
It's very offensive to Canadians.
Yes.
Because they do. They
and
do.
Vermontians.
Vermontians.
And then Schiff. Sheamus does a Biff impression. So yeah, it's a Schiff impression.
Yep.
He does a Biff take from Back to the Future and screams, pancakes! I hate pancakes! Which is the, you know, manure, I hate manure line.
Oh, yeah.
You think it was directly from
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The way he said it, it really... That, I immediately
I
thought
think
of
just
that.
Because you're a huge... As I am, a huge Back to the Future
fan. Yeah, but it's literally the thing. Those four words. It's manure, I hate manure.
And all of these
and
guys...
And he went, pancakes, I hate pancakes.
Cesaro, New Day, they're all nerdy enough to come up with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
These references.
Yeah,
sure.
For sure.
Okay. Right. I'll allow it.
All right.
Next up, we have a Sanity video package. They're coming
there
soon.
They are.
They're coming soon.
Oh, no, they're not.
Not yet, but they're coming.
Soon.
They're coming.
They're making their way back to you, babe.
Yeah. Next up, Renee Young interviews. Yeah, it's great. Renee Young interviews. I hate drunk podcasts when I'm not the one who's drunk.
I'm not drunk. I'm just enjoying myself.
Right. Joe's patting Eric in the head.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Look into it.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. What's up, Andrew? What do you got next?
Okay, so next up, Renee Young interviews Nakamura backstage, and he tells her that he used to know English, but he forgot, so now no speak English.
Gotti.
And then he also says,
Gotti.
AJ Styles nuts, but so am I. We are not finished. And then he walks off.
Oh, no, they're not finished? 3 matches in 30 days wasn't enough?
Yeah.
Darn.
Next up, we have more Money in the Bank iPhone promos from Ty Dillinger.
Who got a haircut.
He's definitely not going to be in the match.
Definitely going to.
Naomi, maybe. Shelton Benjamin, probably not.
No.
And Asuka, who probably will lose, she'll be in it.
She'll be in it to lose again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Next up, we have Charlotte versus Peyton Royce in a Money in the Bank qualifying match. And Peyton had a few close calls, really, in this match. But eventually, she taps out to the figure eight, so Charlotte gets in the ladder match.
I thought they were going to do the knee thing again, because Charlotte did the knee thing for a minute.
She tweaked her knee, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Charlotte doesn't need this.
No.
She doesn't need the Money in the Bank.
No,
she's
not going to win it, but I think they need her in it. Because she'll do a moonsault off a ladder.
Yeah.
And really, I think she's the only one that could lift a ladder. So I think that's why she needs to be in the match.
She's got to put it up so that someone
else
can
lift it.
Last year, they all struggled picking up the ladders. And it was painful.
Yeah.
Who wins the ladder match?
Who's in it so far? Charlotte?
Ember
Moon.
Ember Moon.
We'll find out Mandy here in a minute.
It's got to be a heel. No, Mandy, that wasn't a qualifying match.
That was just a match.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
No.
What?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
I know. It should have been, but it wasn't. I guess because Becky had to lose that match, so she'll win a qualifying match to get in.
Yeah.
But, like, it's got to be, like, maybe Ruby Riott? Just to like, yeah, I was kinda... just so that someone has to, cause someone has to cash in on Nia to beat her, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe Ruby Riott, stop. You're making all the pops have sex with each other.
Well, I mean, they're all
gross.
Razor's eating Bray's asshole. That's not cool, man.
Now he's just trying to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, God.
You know, we put these pops here for, you know, to make the set look cool and everything, but really it just distracts Joe from the podcast.
I love pops. Great.
So they'll be gone next week.
Aw. Can I have them?
No.
You still have the boxes?
Nope.
No, I do not have the boxes.
You
then
do.
They're
I
worthless.
Saw them
that
in
I'm
the
looking
closet.
At off camera.
I see them.
That's four of them, yeah. Anyways, next up we have Cesaro versus Xavier Woods. Big E and Kofi fight Sheamus outside the ring. And in the end, Xavier jumps off the top rope, but Cesaro hits him with a beautiful uppercut for the win.
Nice. Oh, God forbid you give Xavier Woods a couple of good wins.
He got one last week.
It's the 50-50 club.
No, you give him both.
It's the 50.
And then push him. And then he goes, I don't need New Day, and swerves New Day.
Right.
We need that now.
Why are we waiting for that?
Oh, jeez.
Xavier Woods needs to go heel and swerve the New Day.
They haven't sold all the cereal boxes
yet. He'll be the biggest thing ever.
Oh, if they want him to be, but they don't.
No.
They won't want him to be.
Why?
So it's not happening. So next week, the New Day is going to fight Cesaro and Sheamus in a tag team match.
Yes.
The winner gets to choose one member of the team to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
They said that later. So
Kofi?
Kofi.
Oh, but obviously Kofi for the spots.
Kofi will be in it for the spots.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. Next up, Renee Young interviews AJ Styles backstage, and he says he stooped to Shinsuke's level at Backlash, but he will finish him off the next time they fight, you know, at Money in the Bank, pretty much.
Oh, he's going to finish him off?
And this is the... Yeah, he's going to... Yeah, exactly.
Dick jokes.
And this is the house that AJ Styles built. I'm the champion, but I'm only in a backstage segment for 60 seconds.
Yes.
On SmackDown.
They have to announce
and
that,
then
like,
a dark match.
If anyone low blows...
Uh-huh.
Even if the ref doesn't see it, if we see it on camera, any low blows and you're disqualified.
Well, right. I think now they're going to do like a last man standing, but even if you do that, you can still end up with a tie with both men on the floor counting to 10 and that's it.
That's what will happen.
Yeah. So really it makes no sense to do that.
They're going
to
keep doing that till Mania next year.
You need to just make a match where it's like the match has to end either in a pinfall or submission. That's the only way it could end. The only way.
They'll probably do like a cage match.
And then they'll double submit each other.
Or, yeah.
Hell in a cell. Stop hitting me in the balls. You stop hitting me in the balls. I quit. I quit too. 1, 2, 3. I quit.
Ready? 1, 2. They're holding each other's nuts like a vice. Yeah. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I quit.
You didn't let go. Neither did you.
It's like the scene in Glorious Bastards where they have their guns pointing at each other's dicks.
Yeah. Oh, so I got to watch that again.
It's a great movie. Next up, we have... Okay, so let me just describe this video first. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to slap you in the face.
Yeah.
It's really not because you're touching them. It's just annoying. Son of a bitch. Okay, so we see a bunch of action figures.
Yep.
And they're all mangled. They're all deformed and screwed up. And I was like, well, we already saw a Sanity video package, but maybe it's another Sanity.
That's what
thing.
Joe's trying to relate here.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, yeah. Please don't mangle
dead
any
action
of them.
Figures.
Then we see that it's Harper and Rowan, and they hold up their mallets and say, "We have our own toys. Come play with us." And then they kill the cameraman like they always do. But "come play with us" is like the same slogan as one of those phone sex hotlines.
It is.
They're like, "We are 18. Come play with us.
Come play with us."
Yeah.
I just love talking to dirty old men on the phone after 11 p.m.
While South Park is on.
So now they're pushing action
figures. South
Park,
if you watch Comedy Central late at night,
yes,
you'll see those
commercials. Tosh.0, yeah. South Park.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a stupid Harper and Rowan video.
So now they're working with action figures as opposed to challenging people for their titles?
Right.
Yes.
Who's going to challenge them next?
I don't know. I think that's why they weren't really on the show.
Yeah, they've kind of backed themselves into a corner.
Oh, yeah. There's no one else.
No.
Maybe Sanity? Maybe Sanity shows up in their faces?
Oh, what a mistake.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, Killian Dane's the only real one that has a shot.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe Wolf.
I don't know. So anyways, next up we have Becky Lynch versus Mandy Rose. And before the match, Paige tells Sonya that she's barred from ringside, which, why does Paige hate them now? Just because she's a face GM?
She's a face.
Well, I'm a GM, so I'm a face now, so I hate you.
Right,
yes.
Like, you let the New Day and Sheamus be ringside. You didn't care about that.
No.
But now she's like, hey, sweetheart. Guess what, sweetheart? Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, baby girl.
You're barred from ringside, sweetheart.
Baby girl.
Absolution's dead. Fuck you. Maybe she blames them.
I want you all to earn it like I
Maybe
did.
She blames them for her injury or something.
She earned it.
Maybe that's part of the storyline.
Like, need you to earn it.
You didn't save me from Sasha, sweetheart, so...
So pick two mid-carders to fuck you on
fuck
camera.
Fuck you, sweetheart.
So you earned it.
Yeah. So Mandy comes out to her own music because, you know, you can't come out to Paige's music anymore.
No, nope. Who forgot what that sounded like? Me.
Well, because you never heard it.
Yeah.
You heard it, like, never.
NXT?
She was on NXT one time, so maybe that one time.
No,
that was like 2016, yes.
She was on one time?
One time, yes.
He does the NXT recap.
Well, I'll be.
Yes, yeah. The rest of you is doing house shows, so I guess you heard that music at all the house shows, but
yeah.
But her entrance fits her character. You know, she's gorgeous.
She's gold dust.
She's hot. She's gold dust.
Yeah.
What?
What?
By the way, Corey Graves was jerking off the entire match.
Yeah.
He kept telling them to
you
shut up.
You can hear it like...
He was like, shut up, Byron and Tom. And, you know. Yeah. Thank you for that. I'm sure that sounded fucking horrible. Mandy then gets
That's what it sounded like on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, when he was banging his...
Right. So, anyways, after Corey was done jerking off, Mandy gets the win after blocking Becky's leg and then rolling her up. She just grabbed her leg... Threw it on the ground, and then Becky's like, ow, my leg! And then she rolls her up for the win.
Credits.
Stupid.
Yeah. Basically.
I mean, like, I'm glad Mandy actually got a win, but the way she won was stupid.
Yeah, I was okay with that. So, you know, fuck Becky again.
Yeah, right? And I guess because it's Becky, they had to give her a fluke, like a fluke loss.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was a roll-up.
To be all that's what they.
That's speaking of Becky, roll-ups. Hey, girl. I'll get to that in rumors.
Okay. Next up, we have Daniel Bryan versus Rusev in a Money in the Bank qualifying match. And in the end, Daniel sets up for the running knee.
Mm-hmm.
But Rusev knees him in the ribs, which they've been set like they've been saying, like, you know, Cass fucked up Daniel's ribs. So his ribs are vulnerable, even though he had no tape on his ribs.
None.
For WrestleMania, he was all taped up when he won, you know, WrestleMania 30. He was all injured, remember, because of Triple H.
Taped
his
ribs, taped
his
shoulder.
Ribs all taped up and everything.
He had an eye patch.
Yeah.
A boot.
So Rusev knees him in the ribs and then hits the Machka kick, which is a super kick.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3.
Clean win.
Rusev, clean win over Daniel Bryan.
And you know what?
To get into Money in the Bank.
I'm okay with it.
Oh,
yeah. Oh absolutely.
Absolutely okay with it.
This is great.
100%.
This is how wrestling should be, that anyone could beat anyone.
Yeah.
He's over. The fans love him.
Yeah.
Let him turn face and win the fucking Money in the Bank.
Plus, he must have threatened Vince again, I guess, that day. Plus, like, I'm going to walk out.
I looked into it. Money in the Bank falls on Rusev Day.
Oh.
I checked the calendar.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I thought that, you know, it used to be Father's Day, but now it's been replaced with Rusev Day.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So, I don't know why we have June up already. It's a little early for that, but, you know, whatever. So, after the match, the only problem I had with this... I didn't have a problem with the Rusev win, but after the match, Daniel, for the last minute of the show, he just sits on the apron looking all sad.
He does.
Like that was his only chance to ever be a champion again.
It was his retirement.
As we have a literal counter counting down to the season premiere of Chrisley Knows Best.
Dicks.
Yeah. Dicks.
What?
Chrisley Knows the Best Dicks.
Really, USA?
Yeah.
And then he's all like, I didn't win. Mm-hmm.
I think USA does that to literally tell SmackDown, you better get the fuck off the air.
Yeah, please.
Because we're pulling your feet either way.
Someone give this guy a veggie burger. He's sad.
It was just so dumb. Like, he said, like, don't worry, Daniel. You'll still win the title at SummerSlam. Don't worry. Yeah,
pretty much.
I'm still going with that prediction.
Yeah.
So that's the end of SmackDown. Selena Vega and Cien Almas are debuting next week. They did say that.
Right.
So at least they're showing up.
We got that. To look forward to.
And who's a jobber that Almas could beat on SmackDown?
I'll look up Albuquerque jobbers.
Right.
No, they're in UK.
Oh, they're going to be in London. That's right.
London, England.
The European tour. Yeah. So let's get to awards, shall we?
Yeah.
So who is your worst dressed?
No way.
Jose. No way. Jose. No way. Jose. No, wait. Sweep it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Corey called him a human highlighter, which I thought was funny, but he was completely covered in yellow, bright yellow highlighter.
That was 100% accurate.
Da fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
Mandy Rose.
Sweep it. Back-to-back sweeps.
2 weeks in a row where...
We're sweeping.
We've swept worst and best dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy for Andrew for the website.
Yes. 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 Yeah. Unless there's only one pick of all of them. That's but worst acting?
Hold on.
Kurt Angle?
Yeah.
Aw. I mean, I was going to say Kurt, but I didn't realize you would say Kurt.
Betraying your own boy.
Come on.
You know how many times Joe and I have picked Shawn Michaels for worst acting? Never.
All the time.
Because he never was worst acting.
Like,
never
I'm waiting from the guy from Zack and Miri to show up.
The closest one was when the closest Shawn was ever... for winning worst acting is when he was like dabbing with TJ Perkins backstage.
Yeah.
He almost maybe did win worst acting that week.
Maybe he did.
Mine was Bobby Lashley. That whole interview.
Did he call him Dab Man?
I don't know.
Like Vin Man?
I don't remember.
Dab Man!
yeah, Bobby Lashley for worst acting for me. Best acting?
The Iconics.
The Iconics. They were pretty good this week. Yeah,
they really were better this week.
Joe? What'd you have?
Kevin Owens. He saved that segment, which was...
The monster line.
That segment was horrible, and he saved it.
Bad monster.
Bad monster.
Yeah, Kevin Owens.
Worst comment?
Look at Braun's superhuman speed. I could have run faster.
What about Roman? When I go to the ring, and the bell goes ding, ding.
Oh, my God.
That's time for me to, like, what?
Yeah.
Did you just say that out loud? Did he mean to rhyme that horribly?
That's time for me to play with my thing.
Yeah.
I had Strowman talking about the treehouse. Like, in a way, you could say that's Strowman's backstory for why he's like a monster now. Because he's
like, oh, I was bullied. Oh, I was bullied. So now I'm a bully.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck off. And best comment, you know, again, Kevin Owens, you're very bad monster, Braun, for me.
Bad monster!
Sweep it.
I actually had Corey Graves.
Mm-hmm.
On SmackDown, he said, Byron, the Beatles once played in this arena, and now you're here excited about pancakes and bootios. My how society has fallen.
Wow.
My how society has fallen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Well, worst match?
No way.
Jose.
Titus.
Sweep it.
Didn't slip.
Sweep it.
Sweep it.
Super slow-mo match? No way. Jose. No.
Can we do double duty?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
double down.
I had Becky versus Mandy Rose.
Yeah, that was so great.
All right, best match?
Hardy versus Miz.
There were actually a lot of good matches this week, and usually that's not the case.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go KO Braun because
me too.
That was
I almost
a good one.
Believed KO could win this
yeah.
match.
Yeah,
it was.
I was
weird.
Like,
but
like, shit.
There were a few matches that could have won this award: KO Braun, Miz, Jeff Hardy, Rollins, Mojo. Those were all really good matches.
Yeah.
Right.
Worst move?
I had the double eclipse. I didn't care for it.
Okay.
Yeah, from...
All right. Mandy's roll-up, I thought was horrible. It was just a bad way to win a match.
Yeah, and I had Miz's roll-up. I don't mind Miz winning. It's just you just got someone's finisher.
Yeah. Two,
and you have the
basically
power,
two.
Kind of, and then you have the power to roll someone up.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't
he Mizzed up, like you said.
Yeah.
Best move?
The Helluva kick and then the coup de grace off the barricade to Roman.
Oh, does it say best moves?
It does.
What do you think? You're the champion? You can just change what the award is?
Uh-oh.
Yes, I do.
Okay, Joe?
Hey, always kill Reigns, and they killed Reigns.
That's right. You know what? I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll take Deletion's new finisher.
Okay.
You know, something cool because they need to do something together, and they did.
Yeah. I really like Cesaro's uppercut when Xavier jumped off.
It's always good.
Because Xavier, and they did the good, they did the camera work was good there. Because they set up like Xavier was doing the elbow drop, and then, all of a sudden, uppercut.
Because I miss Cesaro used to pop him up and do that uppercut. It was great. Cena used to take it really good.
He used to take it really good.
He still does.
Took it real good.
Worst moments?
The Bobby Lashley segment.
It was one of the worst
segments. Sweep it.
It was one of the worst segments of all time.
Yeah.
And, like, Renee trying to, like, be cool. Like, she was trying to, like...
Stop trying to be cool,
she
Renee.
She was trying to be, like, a different character in this. She was like, so...
So, how old is Lashley? Remember, he was in the WWE.
Like 38.
Then he went to MMA for a bunch of years. Then he went to TNA. Then he came back.
I think he's in his late 30s.
So, with that little hat that he had...
Yeah.
He looked like Joe Frazier when they did Joe Frazier interviews, like, when he was, like, in his 60s. Like, he looked so old.
Yeah.
So old.
Well, I just like to say... Fuck you. Well, that that's Larry Holmes. Right.
That's Larry Holmes. He's Larry 40, Holmes.
He's 41.
41.
Holy shit.
Old as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Certainly too old to be a wrestler. No. Just kidding. Best moment?
Not really. Rusev Day.
Rusev getting into Money in the Bank.
Daniel Bryan.
Rusev
Holy
winning.
Shit.
Yeah.
Anyone can win. Good job, Vince. You thought that he's over. Because he is.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, so that's all for awards. So now let's get to some breaking news. So WWE.com reported that Alexa Bliss suffered a shoulder injury at Backlash in her match with Nia Jax. Mm. But we do not know how long she will be out. Mm. But again, because WWE.com reported it...
There's no telling.
There's no telling if it is a real injury or not. But they're acting like... It is. So as far as we know, it seems like it's a legit injury. Yeah.
Most likely.
And then in an interview with TVA Sports, Kevin Owens announced that he recently signed a new 5-year deal with WWE. And that he plans on retiring with the company.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Which
I'm
glad he said that. Because, you know, he's not getting the best treatment right now.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm sure he could go anywhere right now and be a huge star.
Well, I was worried when Kurt Angle said, hey, TNA's hiring.
Yeah. Right. But so again, like, you're going to make the most money in WWE.
Now I know.
You know? Especially where the level of star that he's at.
Yeah.
Your buddy.
Brian Alvarez. Yeah. He hated Backlash, just like all of this.
Just
like everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah. Any other news?
Should
we move to rumors?
Move to rumors.
All right. Let's move to rumors.
Rumors!
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe!
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God!
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance!
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed!
I've got one.
Ooh.
Becky Lynch apparently broke up with her MMA boyfriend.
Mm.
She removed all the pictures of him and her on her Instagram.
Oh my God.
Every one of them is gone. So you know what, Becky? When you come to Houston next month.
Mm-hmm. That Raw's in Houston.
When you. SmackDown can't be far, right?
Bum, bum, ba-dum.
Maybe SmackDown's in Beaumont?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah,
Kima,
so
you're the big Kima
sliding into those DMs, I see.
I'm hoping.
Bodyslam.net is reporting that a source told them that John Cena is rebounding from his breakup with Nikki by hooking up with a member of the Total Divas cast, and the big rumor is that it's Carmella. So the biggest takeaway here is that, yep, I was right. It's a work. It's fake. They even played the Total Divas commercials, which is... or Total Bellas is returning later this month, and they showed, like, the scene of Cena and Nikki, like, and Cena's like, oh, maybe this isn't going to work out, you know? I know you want to have kids. She's like, I do want to have kids. They're doing the whole thing on TV.
So you think it's a work?
It's a work.
The whole thing's a work?
They're putting out rumors that Cena's fucking Carmella?
Nice.
Come on. Give me a break. Yeah.
So it's a work?
Yes.
100% they'll be back together someday?
Yes.
Yeah. Eric?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Ratings.
Jesus.
Ratings.
Yeah.
At this point, like, seriously, at this point, even if they're not together, they'll stay together just for this fucking show. You know? It's a sitcom at this point.
I guess.
It's like politicians with their wives.
WWE's advertising for, like, upcoming seasons of Total Divas that there's going to be a blast from the past.
Ooh.
So, what does that whatever mean? The fuck. Oh. God.
Is it this ass of Nikki's?
I don't know.
That's blasting my past.
Also, Nakamura versus AJ Styles Part 4 and Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar Part 4 are both expected to happen at Money in the Bank.
Unbelievable.
So both part four matches will happen at Money in the Bank.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And also, once Rusev turns on Aiden English and rejoins Lana, which it seems like they're setting up for that, that could be the end of Rusev Day. Yeah. I mean, really...
Kill the number one selling shirt.
Yeah. Really, it seems that way, right? I mean, because, you know, Aiden English is not going to be singing Happy Rusev Day anymore. I guess they'll be killing Rusev Day soon.
Right.
And also, TMZ reported that Hulk Hogan to WWE is pretty much a done deal. And he'll
Thank
be back
God.
Soon. What is he going to do?
Andrew, when it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
You mean your views against black people?
Your views? No.
Something like that.
Yeah. Like, it's like, if you're going to have him return to do something cool, but they're not. What did he do last time?
Just make sure you get the network, brother.
Or they'll have panels. Who do you think's going to win, Hulk?
Oh, John Cena, brother.
And the only difference this time he'll be,
oh, Roman Reigns, brother. He's the best, brother. He eats his vitamins, brother.
That's it. That's all he'll fucking do.
True.
So I don't see the...
I mean, I hope you're wrong.
I really don't see the big benefit in him. What would he do? He's not going to wrestle. What the fuck would he do?
Yeah. He'll push to wrestle. For sure.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that.
Yes, GM.
He can't even give a leg drop anymore.
He can't?
Yes, GM.
You sure about that?
He said that.
Yeah.
Even though he wants one more match where he'll just break his hip for the final time.
That's it. My hip's gone. My hip fell off, brother.
Yeah.
I'm all done, brother.
Any other rumors?
Yeah. So the reason they haven't mentioned what Bobby Lashley's actual match at WrestleMania was, you know, the hair for hair, billionaire versus billionaire.
Because
of Trump and all the controversy, they're just trying to...
Vince's wife works for Trump.
I don't believe that.
It's smart to keep politics out of it.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I really don't. I think they can mention Trump. It's not going to ruin everything.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why it's a rumor, right, Eric?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Rumors.
All right, so that's all for rumors?
Yes.
All right, now on to trivia.
I'm sorry, I burned mine.
Joe had the easiest one. But luckily, Matt Hansen submitted one to me, not knowing that I was going to do trivia this week.
Hey!
So great timing. Matt's Twitter handle,
by the way. Do you know the answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Actually, Eric was looking this whole time. He could have seen it, son of a bitch.
I guess it's on me.
You fucking cheater.
I don't like our chances.
Did you see it? Honestly.
No, I didn't.
Okay. By the way, Matt's Twitter handle is MattyHan25 if you want to follow
Matty
him.
MattyHan.
Here's the trivia question.
Yeah.
It's two people. Who has been in the most Money in the Bank ladder matches without a victory?
Oh, so
that's got to be Kane.
Two men are tied.
I don't think it's Kane. I wouldn't say Kane.
Okay, first of all, it's two people.
Two men are tied.
I know one of them's got to be Kane.
I bet Kofi's one.
Okay,
that's a good answer.
Let's see. The Miz won.
No,
he's never
Miz
won.
Miz won.
Yeah,
Miz won.
I'm taking him out. Right. Yeah.
I want to say Kofi and Kane.
It's not Kane.
I didn't say Kane. I didn't push send Kane. On Kane.
Calm your tits.
So Kofi's right?
Yeah.
So far I'm right.
Okay.
And who's another good one?
Jericho's been a lot.
Jericho's been in a couple.
Yeah.
That's not a bad answer. Jericho?
Are you doing a double answer now?
Yeah.
No.
No. It's not Yeah, that was Eric's
This
idea.
It is a hard one.
This one's a hard one?
Yeah. It's someone who was never really at the top, like Kofi.
Oh, a good old mid-carder. Mm-hmm. Solid mid-carder. Is it someone who's on the roster now?
No. Mm. Retired.
Johnny Moore? Oh.
No.
Great. Retired?
Has a podcast.
Oh.
We already asked Jericho.
Uh-huh.
Christian.
Yeah.
Oh, Christian. That's a good one.
Yep.
Good.
And in case...
How many is it?
In case this trivia is wrong... This was Matt's trivia, Matt Hansen.
Does he say how many?
Hand 25.
Hashtag blame
three
Matt.
Each?
No, they've been in six.
Wow.
Six? Christian's been in six?
Yeah. He gave
Money
me the
bank?
Years.
He's lost Holy six crap. Money in the...
Yep.
Six. Wow. I can see Kofi, but I don't know Christian was in that many.
Yeah.
I don't know it was around when he was around. That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, Money in the Bank now, it's been like 15 years.
Yeah,
now,
there's
right?
been 19 of them, right, or something?
Yeah, it's been a lot. So
19 Money in the Bank
I'm
winners.
Sure we'll get a by the numbers.
Right? Oh, God. That's right, yeah. All right, so that was good. Thanks, Matt, for doing that, for sending me that. And we have one 5-star review from iTunes this week.
Whoop, whoop.
This is from John Hampton. He says, thank you guys for the great shows. Definitely give these guys a listen to and check out the old stuff too. Hashtag push all y'all.
All y'all.
And I don't say y'all, but I'll say it for that.
Yeah.
Good man.
All right, on to fan questions. Our first one is from Ryan Badasweski. Pushfire Barry Michael Cole edition.
Oh, fire.
Yeah, right. Okay, so first it's boss time! And then the big dog! And then that's enter wrestler's name move. Like, that John Cena does that, not Seth Rollins.
So always fire Reigns.
Yeah.
Okay, so fire big dog.
Fire big dog.
I'm going to push
boss time.
Enter this person's name because I hate it so much.
You're going to push it because you hate
it? I'm pushing it because I hate it.
I'm going to bury boss time.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm overruled.
Boss time's the worst.
All right.
I've got Brian Hosking here.
Okay.
Our friend who went through the cancer, and yes. We helped him through it, which is great.
We cured it.
It's easy.
I mean, he basically said that, so I'm just saying.
He wants to know if Stone Cold and Flair can wish him a happy 18th birthday.
That's too bad they're not here today.
They're not?
And no, as a bonus, I'll just be me. Happy birthday.
Who's walking up?
Oh.
You are the man, Brian, because you overcame cancer, baby. So, happy birthday.
Come on, Rick. Can you fucking do the song? Shit.
I try my best.
Ready? Follow along with me. Happy birthday to you.
To
what? Happy birthday to you.
To
woo. What? Happy birthday, dear Brian.
Happy birthday, Brian.
What? Happy birthday to what?
Scotch.
We should also have a moment of silence for my eardrums.
They will be missed.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, no, only one. You don't have both headphones on.
I had to
on.
Take one off.
Jordy Strong says, would you rather see Balor win Money in the Bank and cash in on Brock or Miz win and cash on AJ?
Miz on AJ.
What? I'd much rather see Balor cash in on Brock.
Yeah.
And end that shit.
Or lose. Is that what you're worried
oh,
about?
Oh, like he'd lose? He yeah. Oh, we don't get to decide that he wins?
And Brock just right? rips him in half?
Yeah, sure. You know what? If they would let Finn cash in as Demon Kang.
And win. Then yeah.
Then yes, that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. Like, Brock wins, he's celebrating, then the lights go out and the
like,
red flashes.
Like, Reigns literally takes Brock to the limit. Like, Lesnar barely wins and he's just dead. And then Demon
red lights
Kang
flash.
Kang,
and then you hear, Braun!
And then Braun kills him some more, and then Finn Balor comes out with his briefcase.
And then the Revival have to beat him up. And then everyone in No Way Jose's conga line.
And then literally they just, like, Balor gets on him first, and then everyone just jumps on him so that there's no way.
Yeah.
You couldn't even see if Lesnar kicked out.
No.
Yeah. Diva Bible, how hot is Mandy Rose?
She swept it.
Super hot.
She swept it all right.
Hey,
she swept
Diva it. Bible, can you send me that GIF?
Oh yeah,
from WrestleMania of me at the
yeah,
merch stand.
Yeah, we need
stand.
That.
You saw that, right?
In fact,
you
at the what?
Me yeah, at the merch stand.
The GIF thing that we made, where he's looking at the merch table, and I oh, yeah, like yeah, I got yeah. close to him, like
yeah.
it really looked like a movie shot. It was really
it
good.
It was.
We
so
need to make a
good.
We need to make a What's Wrong with Wrestling movie trailer. And then just have that in there.
Yes.
Pushfire Barry. Okay, this from... oh, shit. I always forget.
Who's
forget.
Oh, shit?
Kane? Cannon Lamp. It's not that. It's K9. Shoot! I promised him I'd get it right this time, but I can't. Canine Lamp?
Close enough.
What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. He's going to need now again.
I think yes.
Canon. No, it's not that. Pushfire Barry. Roman holds the world title for 20 years. We could fire that.
Fire.
Carmella adopts a gimmick as a nun where she's constantly fully covered. Or being forced to be the third wheel on a date between Josh and Nia Jax.
We might have found a winner. What was the middle one?
I don't know. I deleted it. Oh, Carmella covers up as a nun. That's her gimmick.
Never.
Please. Yeah, but that's going... probably the best out of those three.
Oh, but he says you have to pay for the dinner that Nia and Josh go on.
Oh.
It's a lot.
Well, he would probably take her to Little Caesars.
Fire
so.
That.
I don't know.
What? Fire that.
Gregory Delaney, how many more nut shots will AJ take deleted sides to put on a cup?
7.
You know what? At this, I don't think they're going to do it because then he'd have to reach in his pants, like in his crotch, and pull out a cup. And they're not going to do that in PG WWE.
They can pull out a cup.
Yeah.
No?
I don't know.
A cup? Here, here's a cup. It's not my dick. It's a cup.
Yeah. Michael Herrera, are you going to cheer Reigns now that he's feuding with Jinder? Fuck no, I'm going to cheer Jinder.
Yeah, of course.
Go Jinder, go.
Go yeah, Jinder, go.
He's going to lose, but whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see. Rose Grump, would you share your impressions with those wrestlers if you had the chance? I've been wanting to do my Stone Cold to Stone sure. Cold for so long.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
So I really wish I could.
That's kind of like, we need that to happen. Like, we really wanted to make that happen at a... WrestleMania,
yeah,
but not for $400.
$300 million.
Yeah.
Jason Dearham, would you like to see Elias win the Money in the Bank match and then on Raw have him walk around with the Money in the Bank guitar case
sure.
instead of a briefcase?
Sure.
That's a great idea.
That'd be fucking yeah. amazing.
That would be so cool.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Make it
Please
happen.
Make that happen. Now I want Elias to win.
Yeah, well, I always wanted Elias to win, but yeah that's even better.
Well, like, I've been really pushing for Miz, but...
No, Elias makes more sense.
Yeah.
Way more sense. He'll get such a huge pop on his music. When, like, someone's down on the ground, you hear, brrrung, like, oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
And then you don't know if he's coming to sing or cash in.
I'm right. just here to sing.
Yeah. All right, so that's all for fan questions. Now on to pay-per-view predictions for Money in the Bank. Fuck it, we're doing it early. Who do you have?
I'm like, is it time right. again already?
First match, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. Who you guys
for
got?
For the Universal
right
title.
Right now, who you got?
Brock.
Brock Lesnar, yeah.
Of course.
Brock yes, Lesnar. Brock Lesnar.
For sure. For sure.
And then Roman's rematch at the end of the night. Yeah. Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you to everyone listening. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. We have t-shirts available at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for just $19.99. We will be at Comic Palooza May 25th through the 27th. So
yeah,
make
we will.
Sure you go to comicpalooza.com and get your tickets. It'll be fun.
Then stop by and see us.
Well, that, yeah.
And the pay-per-view prediction title will need to be defended 24/7.
I don't understand how you defend that. You just constantly make predictions?
Yeah. So what, we're just going to be playing pay-per-views the whole time and doing prediction shoots?
Hey, Eric, I predict I'm going to slap you. Boom,
hey,
I'm the champion.
I think we'll see a Spider-Man geek before a Hulk geek. Oh, I'm right.
Winner.
Winner. We should do a prediction sheet for a past pay-per-view.
That would be so stupid.
No, to see if you can
like
remember.
The first WrestleMania.
To see if you can
yeah,
remember.
You can't watch it. You can't watch it.
Well,
yeah.
Obviously, we would do them here.
That'd be funny.
It would be like a surprise. And then Andrew would watch it because only he would know.
Yeah.
Hey, but no, show up to Comic Palooza and you could take a picture with the pay-per-view prediction championship.
Yeah, not with us or Eric. With the title only.
With the title.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
And me.
And Eric will still be the champion at that time.
And our prices are decent compared to everyone else's.
Right.
Yeah.
Almost nothing.
Almost nothing.
Almost nothing.
All Almost. Right, it's nothing. But, you know, nothing. Whatever.
Just like us. Nothing.
Nothing.
And you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling, just like so many people have already.
Yes. Are you pulling it up?
I'm pulling it up.
Oh, we're getting an official number here.
You need to be like all the 228 other people who have already joined and are... patrons
yeah
on our Patreon.
Yeah,
so be like those people.
Be like them.
Be cool. Be awesome. Be great.
Minimum $1, maximum
whatever
your heart
want.
Can think.
That's right. Yeah,
we'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's a great way to end the show.
All any right. billionaires yeah, out yeah. there that are big fans? Yeah, you wanted $1 million. Why not?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Do it.
Please.
Please. That'd be great.
sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kind of looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Obnoxious, crazy, loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, big players, pretty sublime. Yeah, what's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Every shirt most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric, yeah, we'll push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacey Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.